there were, it was, you know, obviously, their language is Chinese, and it was difficult to communicate with them, but we had an interpreter there. But you could see the grief on their faces was palpable. And obviously, they have confusion about the American criminal justice system. There was some criticism leveled towards this department, which was unfair, but, you know, we were used to dealing with those things. Just two things real quick. The weapon used in this case has not been recovered. Someone out there in this community has knowledge of where that weapon is. For the immediate future, I am willing to be tolerant regarding the confiscation of that weapon. In other words, if you have it or you know where it is, you better tell us within the next 48 hours. Otherwise, you're going to face the serious consequences in mandatory state prison. You can do that in a number of ways, not the least of which is contact TIPS 411 and the sheriff's confidential tip line, or you can contact law enforcement and get that weapon turned in. And the second thing, and I think the sheriff has emphasized this, for the Syracuse University community, this was not a random slaying. This is not something that we expect to be repeated that would cause anyone at Syracuse University to fear or to consider themselves in danger. I think that's fair, right, Danny?
Yeah.
Obviously, the victim's car was left behind at 16 Caton Drive, and there was a quantity of drugs that were in the car upon our arrival. So that, of course, would lead us to believe initially that there was a drug transaction that, quote, went bad, and, you know, what those drugs were will come out in the paperwork. But there were drugs left in the victim's car upon our arrival.